people saying, what are you doing? They see the sign and they understand it's something about trade justice, but actually they don't always know what that involves. And I guess, for me, the way this has developed is from telling the story. From telling the story of what a difference fair trade has made in different countries in the world. So you tell a story of somebody, for example, like the guy who's growing up in Nicaragua, who has helped to develop skills for designing handcrafts and things. And then that develops on to actually being sold through fair trade stores, so that we buy notepads and photo frames that have been made in a very good way, and they get the money that goes from those things they've made. It goes into their hands, it helps to change their village and change their lives. But I guess what I'm saying today, and what we're trying to say together, is that those stories need to have a bigger stage. And I think we've been moving from kind of fair trade being a little thing that happens in the corner of a church and people do once a month, to becoming more of a lifestyle choice. And what we want to do from something like this is to help the government make it not just something for those who are interested, or for the co-op, which has actually got a good record of doing fair trade, but actually for it to become something more of a reality for government to be pursuing. And the truth is, I think that once it starts, this is something that's gathering momentum. And, you know, all our little efforts will actually have a bigger impact in time. It's like gathering pace. And that drumbeat, I think more people are catching the rhythm of it. And more people are going and saying, I'd like to buy something that's been fairly crazy. I'd like our government to do something. But frankly, it's not going to happen unless we keep on banging away. So I guess I want to encourage you not to give up, but to keep the beat going on. So well done today, and let's keep that going.